Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The Asia-Pacific region is the most militarized part of the world, said Admiral Samuel J. Locklear, Commander, U.S. Pacific Command, at a recent security overview of the region given to the international press in Washington, D.C. 7 of the world's 10 largest standing armies are in this part. The world's largest and most sophisticated navies are here, and 5 of the world's declared nuclear nations are also in this area. The U.S. Pacific Command, or PACOM, based in Hawaii, is the combatant command responsible for the Asia-Pacific region. Admiral Locklear stressed that the Asia-Pacific region, from a military perspective, is vast and complex. It covers about 50% of the globe with the world's largest ocean, the Pacific, and contains more than 50% of the total 6.9 billion people in the world. The Asia-Pacific is the engine that drives the global economy, Admiral Locklear said. There is $8 trillion of two-way trade in this region. 50% of the world's cargo trade moves in this part of the world, and 70% of all the shipborne energy assets move in this region every day. The challenges are many, from severe weather patterns and natural disasters that can impact vast populations, to transnational threats like terrorism, trafficking in drugs, wildlife and human beings, and other illegal activities. There are also historic and emerging territorial disputes and a growing competition for water, food, energy, and other resources. There is a lot going on in the Pacific area of responsibility, Admiral Locklear said. There is no single governance mechanism in this vast region to manage all the security relationships. There are many complex bilateral and growing multilateral relationships. We should continue to ensure that the leaders of these countries have the ability to continue to dialogue. So my goal is to give peace and prosperity the space for those processes to work.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.